91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs, to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know, plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow.
Check out of my mind. It's hard to get a friend that I can count on. There's nothing left to show. Plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom. Rest is up to you. Plant your love and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow.
Let it grow, let it grow.
And that was Eric Clapton from his album 461 Ocean Boulevard, his comeback album of 1974, and we heard Let It Grow. And that is this week's Judy Moment. So I didn't get to announce it beforehand, but we figured we'd just start right off with that. So that goes out to Judy. And this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm your host, Gary Ault of Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we're going to be continuing in the tradition of the last year and a half, I suppose, of all things Clapton. He's on almost every cut, except just one we're going to play tonight when we do the Eric influence. It does not have Eric on it. So it's Eric Clapton, it's Cream, it's Derek and the Dominoes, it's anybody that he's ever played with, maybe Bob Geldof or, I don't know, maybe Cyndi Lauper, who knows, could be anybody. So we'll try to surprise you, and I think I usually do. And we're getting back on schedule here. It's been a couple of months, I think, because of WNTI stage and then my laptop disaster and a whole moving situation and all kinds of obscuring of data and CDs and things like that that I need to get my grubby hands on in order to do the show the way I like to do it every week and the way you've come to expect it. And that includes not just the Judy Moment, but in this little hour, we also have the Eric influence, which will be coming up in about 10 minutes. And not only that, but we usually have the question of the week. So we are going to return to all those features this week. And so the question of the week this week, and you want if you want to get ready to dial this number, but don't dial it yet, not until I'm done talking, 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. If you call that number with the correct answer to the question that I haven't asked yet, you can win a gift certificate to, I think it's to Coffee Coops. Let's see. No, Green Brothers. Yeah, which is another coffee specialty shop in Hackettstown and Sparta. And so the question has to do with Eric's long association with various blues artists, including some gentlemen that were quite his senior. And we're not going to name any as examples, but he's played with a lot of bluesmen that he admired and respected and was influenced by. And the question is, who was the first blues artist, old American blues artist? How about that? We put it that way. Who was the first American blues artist that Eric recorded with, and the recording was released, okay? So it can't just be something you heard about somewhere. It has to have been an officially released recording. The first blues artist that Eric recorded with and was released. 908-852-4545, and now some Crossroads a la Eric and Bob Dylan. We'll be right back.
sorry, baby, I can't afford to stay. Your good kind treatment will worry me someday. I love you, baby, but I got to say goodbye. And when I got to move, really got to fly. Tempting every morning, what's it all about? I get those same old blues every night, every night. Already, baby, more than words can say. You've been gone 24 hours, feels more like a million days. I love you, baby. No, I wouldn't tell you no lie if you don't believe I love you. Get those same old blues every night. Same every morning. What's it all about? I get those same old blues every night. Every night,
Clapton himself with friends from the concert. Let me get the exact name here. The concert for a benefit for the Crossroads Center at Antigua, which was really the first of the Crossroads concert series. We know of four of them commonly, but that was really the first one. It was kind of different in format, but that was it. So that was... I'm sorry, I'm getting the songs mixed up. Let me start from the beginning. After Let It Grow, we heard Crossroads. That was from the benefit for the Crossroads Center at Antigua. See, this is what I'm doing. I'm reading from the playlist instead of going from what I know to be true. And that was Eric Clapton and Bob Dylan playing Crossroads. And then we heard Same Old Blues. That's the last song we heard. And that was Eric Clapton and Friends from the music for Montserrat. Okay? So I got those two mixed up. So, but it's, you know, two different benefit concerts. So it's easy to slip up, I guess. And we got the correct answer to the question of the week. We got a whole bunch of really good answers, all blues guys that Eric has recorded with extensively. But there's only one correct answer. And so we'll tell you about that later in the show when I prepare to play something that corresponds with the answer to the question. And meanwhile, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And streaming on the web at WNTI.org, you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with the Eric influence.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Gourmet Gallery, a restaurant and cafe located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey. Open Monday through Saturday, Gourmet Gallery offers a menu featuring sandwiches, salads, pasta, and more. Catering is also available. More information on Gourmet Gallery available by phone 908-362-0051 or online at gourmetgallerycafe.com.
The Pocono Arts Council presents the Pocono Statecraft Festival August 22nd and 23rd at Quiet Valley Living Historical Farm in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Fine crafts, demonstrations, an interactive children's area, an introduction to life on a 19th century Pennsylvania German farm. More information by phone 570-476-4460 or online at PoconoCrafts.com.
And now it's time for the Eric influence. And this week we picked Steve Hunter. And who is Steve Hunter? Well, you probably know Steve Hunter most famously, if you're an astute listener to WNTI, as the guitarist that graced the stage with Lou Reed on the Rock and Roll Animal album. And he did that great intro to Sweet Jane and the whole rest of the album. He also has worked extensively with Alice Cooper, started out working with Mitch Ryder's Detroit, and has done all kinds of studio work, including with Jack Bruce. And we're going to play a Jack Bruce tune any second now. But where is the Eric influence? Well, let's listen to Steve tell it.
When I heard blues for the first time, I just really loved it. And I wanted to learn how to play it. So I got a big stack of B.B. King records and just listened to him over and over and over again and sat with my guitar and tried to figure out what he was doing, how he was playing solos and stuff. And I learned a whole bunch of stuff off of listening to B.B. King. And then I also listened, of course, to Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page. I just started listening to everybody. And I started noticing that blues was everywhere. The only difference was in the rock and roll, in the rock sort of genre, when like with Zeppelin or Cream, the only difference was that they played, the guitars were louder.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was, you know, but otherwise they were just playing B.B. King and Albert King licks, you know, really. And I suddenly found myself just enthralled with blues and then how blues would work with rock and roll.
Yeah, and he sure found out how to do that. And Eric, and well, he mentions Jimmy Page as well. He also talked about Jimi Hendrix and Mike Bloomfield, but, you know, obviously everybody has lots of influences, but obviously it was principally B.B. King that got him started, but when he listened to Clapton and then a little bit of Page, you know, that's kind of sent him off in the direction that he went in, and he's done lots of blues recordings, but we're going to play something from Jack Bruce's album, Out of the Storm, and make sure I got that right. Yeah, Out of the Storm, and we're going to play a song called Time Slip, and this is very Creamish, Cream-like, especially towards the end, but take a listen to this. Thank you.
some days spending time outside the
thank you.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And we're going to hear something from the Cream album, Royal Albert Hall, London. And this is how they started, I think, each show, but certainly the show that I saw Monday night, the first of four shows. And this was so electrifying to see those three guys take the stage and start out with this old Skip James, Nehemiah Skip James song, originally from the Fresh Cream album, I'm So Glad. Take it, boys.
Thank you. I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad.
Thank you, Eric. That was I'm So Glad from the Cream Royal Albert Hall, London, May 2nd through 6th, 2005. A little over 10 years ago. Isn't that amazing? And before that, we heard Time Slip from Jack Bruce from Out of the Storm, and that featured Steve Hunter on guitar. And that Cream kind of like jam thing at the end. Pretty cool. So this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm streaming on the web at WNTI.org, and I'm your host, Gary Ault of Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break now and play some more music, and eventually we're going to get to the answer to the question of the day.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen Forster from E-Town. G-Love of G-Love and Special Sauce joins us doing a rare solo performance this week on E-Town. Also with us, Jeanette Napolitano and the winner of the Achievement Award this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Lifeline Smartphone and Tablet Repair of Hackettstown, New Jersey. Located at the Mansfield Commons Mall on Route 57, Lifeline offers repair of all smartphones and tablets, including cracked screens and more. Also specializing in PC and Mac diagnostic services. Services available by appointment or walk-in. 908-691-9100 or online at lifelinerepairs.com.
We're back!
And we're ready to entertain!
That's right! Centenary Stage Company's Young Performers Workshop returns with the Summer Festival of Shows.
Perfect for the whole family and running August 7th to the 16th in the Little Theater.
Get ready as we dance,
sing,
and act our way into your hearts with the musicals Blood Brothers, Big Fish, and Miss Nelson is Missing.
As well as the hysterical comedy Gemini and our popular one-act playhouse.
Tickets are $12.50 for adults and $10 for children under 12.
For performance dates or to purchase tickets, visit us at centenarystageco.org.
Or call the box office at 908-979-0900.
So don't miss us August 7th through the 16th.
In the Little Theater.
For our annual Young Performers Workshop,
Summer Festival of Shows.
I don't wanna mistrust somebody by mistake. cold that night when the crows flew west and the days had lost their spark. And the yellow lights split the rain-soaked night when the dogs had lost their bark. What Hitchcock plots were hatched that night behind the shuttered doors, when a curtain shook and a head peeped out and quietly was withdrawn. And we moved in the beat, the beat of the night, the beat of the night, the beat of the night. So I made my way to the top of the hill and I looked on down the road. And the air stood still in the frost and chill as the hours and the minutes unfold. But the trees they shook and the houses creaked as though seized by a violent rage. And the wind bites deep and the wires shriek like a noise from beyond the grave as they moved in the beat, swayed in the beat, dark in the beat of the night. The sound of women crying made me go and investigate. And I walked past a row of houses till I reached number 48, where the huddled neighbors stood about, frightened, shocked and scared. Then the bleating of an ambulance cut through the thickening air. And with a sickening sense of deja vu, I knew what was coming next. I'd been here before, but when or how, I couldn't quite connect. Then from an open window upstairs flat, someone sang along. Yes, I knew the words and I knew the tune. They were playing the Beatles song that went, yeah, yeah. In the beat, talking in the beat of the night, the beat of the night, the beat of the night. A black man slumped up against the door, and a brown man lay face down on the floor, and a white woman sobbed on the second stair, and all the blood was red. And then they moved in the beat, rocking in the beat, talking in the beat of the night, the beat of the night, in the beat of the night, the beat of the night, yeah. Tears of rage and the tears of anger flowed to the riverbank. And at the local disco dance hall they were cranking up the skank. And the pulse of that noise cut through the night until it washed up at my feet. And I smelt the fear and I tasted blood, and the soundtrack was the beat as we moved in the beat, talking in the beat, murder in the beat.
Bob Geldof from his album The Beat of the Night. The name of the track was The Beat of the Night. This album is Deep in the Heart of Nowhere, and that of course featured Eric on that weird wah-wah kind of guitar sound. And we started that set off with Eric Clapton from his album Reptile. We heard the Stevie Wonder song, I Ain't Gonna Stand For It, featured Nathan East on bass, as well as Steve Gadd on drums, a whole host of other people on that album. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. So you have no excuse. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You could be vacationing in Singapore. We don't want to hear about it. You should be listening. As long as you have earbuds and an iPhone or anything like that, you can stream us at WNTI.org. So this is the show Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Alt. And we have an answer to the trivia question. And it wasn't super hard, but it wasn't that easy either, I guess, because Eric has played with many, many blues men, you know, Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, you know, you name it. And some of them going back quite a number of years. The question, though, and the answer was not one of the people I just mentioned, although we had got some really good guesses, including some of those people. But the question was, who was the first American blues artist that Eric recorded with, and it was released as an official recording? And the answer is Sonny Boy Williamson. Actually, Sonny Boy Williamson the second, because there was a Sonny Boy Williamson the first, and I don't think either of that was their given name. But anyway, Sonny Boy Williamson the second, who's a harp player and singer, and he was in town touring England in late 63 and 1964, and he played with various English bands, and he didn't have anything nice to say about them, actually. He said something like, those white boys want to play the blues so bad, and that's what they do. So anyway, he played with the Animals, and he played with the Yardbirds, who was Eric's current band, and the first band that he recorded with, probably mostly live recordings, and maybe half and half studio and live. So an album called Sonny Boy Williamson and the Yardbirds was released, and it's available in various forms. Actually, you can get I think it's called Live in London now, and you can pick that up with some bonus tracks on it, probably anywhere you'd get CDs. But we're going to play 24 Hours Too Long, and by the way, the correct caller was Jim from Lake Hopatcong, and he's called in before, and he's been right before. So thank you for calling, Jim, and for being an astute listener. And it was a guess. He didn't Google it or anything like that. Couldn't even remember the actual recording, but he was right, Sonny Boy Williamson. So I happen to love Sonny Boy Williamson. He's just a really cool kind of subdued harp player and singer. So we're going to hear 23 Hours Too Long from Sonny Boy Williamson and the Yardbirds.
So doggone disgusted, I couldn't even get out of my bed. Went to eat my breakfast the next morning, the blues started walking all over my bread. Oh, sitting here waiting for her to call me up on the phone. Little girl, she been gone 24 hours, and that's 23 hours too long.
Thank you.
back until I come down. I wanna cry, 'cause I thought she done love me. You know the reason why. She been gone so long, inside of me is sickly, I done died. I sent a telegram, then I called a long distance. I wanted to know just where I am. It was so sad, so lonesome, so much wrong as it gone. She's been gone 24 hours, but that's 23 hours too long. All right, all right. Somebody better come here, I expect. She's been gone 24 hours, and that's 23 hours too long.
Listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.